Wow. Kimiko, you're so cute. Wow. But your testimony was so powerful, way beyond your age. That's amazing. Matter of fact, my message just changed because of you. Where are you? Right there. I said, wow, Lord, me, give me more testimony like Kimiko's message. We could do invitation and a lot of you would just come and commit your life to be a missionary. It's awesome. Well, it is a great morning to be at Catalyst. Why don't we actually say Happy New Year to each other? Can we do that? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And this is something that Pastor Ross wanted to do, but I'm going to actually do it. So because of the time, we cannot really hug each other, so we're going to hug ourselves. Just go ahead. God gave you two arms so you could hug yourself. Amen? And go like this. You did well. You survived. You are good. You made it. Right? Yeah, we survived the pandemic. How many people in the world could say that? Right? We survived 2 years of pandemic. And I would like to officially declare today that this is the beginning of the end of pandemic in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the beginning of the end of Omicron, and pray they will just become a common flu. Amen. No, really, have hope. The beginning started. The end is near. So, Father, we thank you. We ask for your Holy Spirit, God, to come and speak to us. Fill us with hope, joy, that we're in this together and we are going to finish well together. And those who are watching this through live streaming, especially Pastor Barry and the family and those people, Father, I pray that wholeness, health will come much quicker than later, Lord. And we could all join together and worship and usher in this incredible year, 2022, Lord. Together, we give you glory and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, the word of the Lord that we're going to bring is from Luke 9:23. And this is the word of the Lord. I'm going to read. You could read with your eyes. I read from King James Version. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So good. Let me read that one more time. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Hallelujah. You know, I preached at Catalyst for several times now, and I really feel at home ministering to you. Through this several occasions, I found out that Catalyst folks, or Catalyst, do I call it Catalyst, Catalystian? The Catalystians don't like things complicated. You like it simple. Profound, but simple. So I'm going to make my message, especially the first Sunday, make it very simple and give you one word. It's a Hebrew word so that you could really use it all throughout the year. So instead of asking you a question, I'm going to say, what is the answer for 2022? And you simply say, Hemeron. Can you say that? What is the word? Hemeron. That's a Hebrew word. Hemeron. And I'm going to test you. I'm going to read Luke 9:23 again, and you try to figure out what that word is. So this is what Jesus says to them all. If anyone desires to come after me, Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Which word do you think is hemeron? Silence and decide. Decide. Give you a chance. You could shout out. Which word do you think represent hemeron? Desire. Follow. Deny. Daily. My wife says daily, and answer is daily. How did you know that, honey? You're so smart. Hemeron means daily. And I want to give that word as the word that will define you this year. Oxford Dictionary annually always come up with one word that defines the year at the end of the year. At the end of 2020, when pandemic broke out, they couldn't define in one word. So they gave 47 words. It's crazy the kind of words they gave, because, you know, English keep on expanding its vocabularies. So Oxford Dictionary, because being the authority in dictionary, now they have to add all these new words. Sometimes several thousand words are added annually to English, because the technology just keep on producing this mega, you know, all these words, technological terms. Well, 2020 December, Oxford gave up and said, we'll give you 47 words. So they start talk about things like BC. But we knew that. It's before Christ. No, it's before Corona. New word. What about anthropos? There's no term before. What is anthropos? When all the nations start having lockdown, the nature start coming back. The animals start coming back to the city. This kind of crazy time we went through. And we never experienced that. The anthropos. Anthropologists came up with that term. And then they had this thing called infodemic. Oh man, so many lies, and this is information. It's not pandemic, it's infodemic. And then they start talking about plandemic, because they're accusing now Bill Gates as the founder of this pandemic. So new interesting terms have started evolving. Guess what? 2021, just a few days ago, Oxford came up with one word, finally, to define 2021. The word was vax. Vax. It's a new term, V-A-X, vaccination in short. So I said to myself, well, what would define 2022 for Catalystians, including myself? What would define? Because I would like to become the followers of Christ. And Jesus said, you want to be my follower? Yes, Lord. Well then, take up your cross. If you want to be my disciple, if you want to be my follower. The word is if. It's conjugation, primary participle of conditionality. If means that you have choice not to. You have choice not to follow Christ today. You have choice not to follow Christ tomorrow. Well, Kimmy finally said, yes, Lord. You asked me many times. Today I say yes. And she'll be off to the field. And so God does not want to have a relationship with robot or machine. God gave you free will. God wants you to choose to follow him. So if you want to follow me, this is what you do. This is what you do. You have to be smart. You have to be SAT score at a certain level. You have to graduate from a certain school. You have to be a certain profession. No. He says what? If anyone, anyone means who? You. You are anyone. That Jesus said over 2,000 years through the word of the Lord. You don't have to be Asian or black or, no, it's colorless. It's ageless in a sense that anybody who wants to follow Christ 2022, January 2nd. Whoever says, even today, if you have not met the Lord, if you don't know what we're talking about, and finally today, like, okay, it makes sense to me. I want to make a decision today, Emeron, to follow Jesus. Then you become followers of Jesus today. Anyone would come after me, the Bible says, you must deny yourself, right? Deny yourself. You choose, but once you make the choice, and because you have freedom to make a choice, but once you make the choice, then you have no freedom. You must do this, what? To deny yourself. You can never say, I'm going to follow Jesus, but I'm going to do what I want to do. That doesn't work. That doesn't equate. The first one, you had choice. The second, once you make the choice, you don't have choice. And that is, you have to die to yourself. You don't ever say to the Lord, Lord, I became your servant, so now let me do what I want to do, Lord. It's oxymoron. When you call Jesus Lord, then Lord tells you what to do. You cannot tell the Lord, your master, Lord, I'm so glad I became your servant, so now I'm going to, this is what I want to do. Make it happen, Lord. Come on. It doesn't happen that way. The moment you said, Jesus, you're my Lord, then Lord has a unilateral decision on your life. You don't choose. He does. How does it come about? By denying yourself. Denying yourself. By how? Taking up your cross. Not your crown. Crown happens after the cross. No cross, no crown. You spend the whole life taking up your cross daily. And then guess what? The crown happens. You have great reward in heaven. So the crown, but unfortunately, we kind of twist that around. The popular religion of the day is that, don't worry, you don't have to suffer for Christ. You're going to have all the good things all the time, and you don't have to suffer. Jesus did that on the cross. Well, part of it is true, but part of it is so diabolic. How do you bypass cross and just asking for crown? How do you say that, Jesus, I don't want to suffer in this world. Just make me happy. Make me healthy. Let me play golf all I want at Pebble Beach and die as a rich man with lots of toys. Praise the Lord. That's what I want, Jesus. That's not going to happen. Sorry. Here, all folks here, we know that's not. We know. That's not what life is made of. Life comes to us with difficult challenges. We'll have downtime, we'll have uptime, but rejoice. Tomorrow will come. Today I feel defeated. I feel like, what am I doing? What have I done? Do you have those moments? Oddly enough, we had that moment yesterday with my wife early in the morning. We woke up like, gosh, what have we done, honey? What did we do all these years? Reminiscing about all the negative things happening in our lives. The enemy always wants to start us off with destroy our life and start off the brand new year in the wrong footing. Can you imagine spiritual leaders, first thing in the morning, January 1st, down on ourselves and what did it amount to? Nothing. That day passed and today came. Wow. I'm so thankful that each day we get to choose to follow Jesus. Yesterday's fault will not carry it over. It's a brand new day. Hallelujah. Not only Happy New Year, it's a Happy New Day for us every 24 hours. Because the Bible said, you do that, what? Hemeron. Hemeron does not mean 24 hours. It means a period from sunrise to sunset. You're not responsible for your sleeping time. Praise the Lord. You're only responsible when you wake up in the morning, the light comes on, and then till you go to bed. That's the only thing you need to be responsible. sleep time, just enjoy your time with the Lord. Daily is translate daily for some version. Aramaic says every day. Some other verse says day to day. Right? Daily. Well, in French, tous les jours. We have bakery called tous les jours. I think that's a smart people. These Korean bakeries, man, they call their bakery every day. And you, for somehow, you're like, I need to go there every day, you know, buy their bread. And it's followers of Christ. Tous les jours, followers of Christ. And you make the choice daily. As I was listening to Kimmy's testimony, something just spoke to me like, wow. You know, because I was struggling whether to speak on that or not. But I think Lord really is speaking to this generation, the young generation. It became so apparent many, many decades ago. God started speaking to me. And as I was preparing this message for Catalyst folks, and you know, actually, it's interesting how Pastor Barry emails me and said, Pastor Owen, can you preach for us January 2nd? I'm like, oh, well, I was hoping that you preach first so that I could kind of dovetail on your message because I was scheduled to preach next week. So I was going to listen in on Pastor Barry's message so that I could add a few more points and then, you know what I mean? It's like, it's easier that way. I don't want to be the first one to talk about what is God speaking to Catalyst people. I don't know, Lord. Just let Pastor Barry speak first. I just want to follow up on. But the image that I got, maybe because Beijing Olympics happening, you know, next month, but the image I saw was Olympics. And unlike the Winter Olympics, the thing that I saw was marathon. See, the marathon is the first official sports event that started Olympics. And the image I saw was all of us running a marathon together. Right? How many of you actually finished a marathon? Raise your hands. So I'm like, wow, there are a few of you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Right? I mean, one time I was in New York and a good friend of mine, he put in his pastor, large church, put the thing on his door, life is like a marathon. And I'm like, whoa. So I said, Pastor Moon, have you run marathon? He said, no. I said, then take that sign down. It's like, how dare you, right? So you never run marathon and that's your mantra? You're going to live a whole life talking about life is a marathon. You never ran it. So forget you, right? I said, don't do that, man. Don't preach about something that you haven't done, right? So I could tell you about marathon because I finished 17 marathon. I train you well. Yeah. You know, people say that, really? And you have body like that after running 17 marathons? Wrong question. You have to ask, what if you didn't run marathon? How would I look? See, that's the right question. Oh, wait a minute. How is it that I have this, all the medals that I got from my marathon? Oh my goodness, I just happened to have it here with me. It's miraculous. Because people just don't believe me when I tell them that I ran 17 marathon, it just magically appeared. Wow, I could let you come and touch it afterwards. Wait, what happened? No, the bibs I ran? Yeah. Are you kidding me? It magically appeared. I could verify. I have a proof. I ran 17 marathons. You know how you run your marathon? You run daily. You don't wake up one day and said, hey, hey, LA Marathon's out. I guess I'm going to run it today, 26.2 miles. You're going to die. right? So this was me, I think 17 years ago. I was preaching at my own church that I planted in LA, and at the time we're going in and out of Vietnam quite a bit. And so every time I go to Vietnam, best thing to do in Vietnam, you know what you need to do, right? You gotta eat pho. The real pho is Saigon. So I ate so much pho in Saigon. I just became fat. I got pho'd out, you know? It's just like, I became 200-pound man. And I was 200-pound coming out of Vietnam, and I was in LA preaching my first message in January. I said, this is crazy. I'm 200 pounds. I'm the heaviest in my life. I'm going to run my first marathon in 3 months, LA Marathon in March. When I made the proclamation 17 years ago, my wife was sitting in the front. She went, ah! Wow. Thank you for that affirmation and encouragement, honey. And then, you know, she said, honey, I never saw you run in your entire life. Can you just tell people that I'm going to start jogging tomorrow? Why do you have to make this outlandish claim that you're going to run full marathon, 26.2 miles, in 3 months? Well, I learned everything through books. So I went to Barnes & Nobles and bought Marathon for Dummies. Start reading, so this is what you do, you know. And I ran every day. And in 3 months period, I finished my first full marathon. So how do you run a marathon? You run daily. That's it. You know what? We are going to have our ups and downs and ups and downs again in 2022. When I declare that this is the beginning of the end, it doesn't mean it ends today. It means just the beginning. The enemy will give us the ride of the up and down, and you know, Omicron, I pray that it will start at Omicron, right? It may become different things, and do not fear. We just pray that no people will die. You know, Omicron is killing less people. That's praise the Lord. It just has to become as severe as flu. That's all I'm asking. I don't care if the new variant come, Lord. Just let it not kill people. So that we could come together, right? So we could simply say, are you coughing? Do you have flu? It would be, you're coughing. Do you have Omicron? As casual as that. But we'll have up and down. But I pray that daily you make a choice to be followers of Jesus Christ, saying that no matter what happens, Lord, I am sticking by you. I'm going to follow. Because I believe that God is up to something. You know, I was listening to Kimmy's testimony. I'm thinking, Lord, you said that time will come. Time will come. You see, the year was 1999. I was sitting in my church office, and I get a snail mail, you know. I actually get a mail. I mean, this is so rare thing these days. So I get a mail in my office, 1999, I think so around maybe July, August, you know, around fall time, September maybe. I get a snail mail from Buffalo, New York. And so I opened it, and it was an organizer from like some kind of youth revival meeting started by Billy Graham. And this organizer named Mike sends me a letter saying that, Pastor O, we found out that you're doing revivals for a lot of young people all over U.S. That's good. We have 6,000 high school students coming to Buffalo, New York Convention Center December 26th through 31 every year for many years now. And it will be televised by cable network. Wow, cable network, right? And every time we have 6,000 youth come to that meeting, there'll be at least 300-400 Asians present. So we want to see if you could come and teach a seminar, not the main conference, but seminar, because we'll have tens of maybe 20 seminars. But we'd like to do a seminar for these Asian kids who will be coming. So can you do a seminar on how to hear God's voice as Asian American? You know, when you get a letter like that, you know, okay, I'll be token Asian. All right. So now if it ended there, I would have applied. But he wrote, but we'd like to make sure that you're good enough. So can you send us a couple of your best sermons that you preached? Send it to us. We'll evaluate you, and then we'll invite you. Wow, that was kind of humiliating, you know. Yeah, I mean, when I said cassette, there are young kids like, Dad, what is cassette? You know, cassette was a high-tech stuff in my time, right? Coming out of the 8-track, we could actually record it in cassette. In those days, I got literally hundreds and hundreds of cassettes because I'll be preaching everywhere, both in Korean and English. And so I wasn't happy with receiving the letter. I said, Lord, wow, this is pretty insulting, Lord. I guess I'm not going to go. And the Holy Spirit starts speaking to me. He said, who do you think you are? Big shot preacher? I thought you're a servant of great God, not great servant of God. Oh, did you get that? Our goal is not to become a great servant of God. No. You're just a servant of great God. You don't have to claim anything. You don't have to exalt yourself. You don't have to have your ego boosted by big ministry. No, you're just a servant of a great God. So I said, Lord, what should I do? Go, apply, send your best sermon. I said, oh, but I don't want to. So I open up the closet, I put my hands in there. I just pick two without looking at the label. Because, you know, I want to send two Korean ones. So. They'll reject me, you know? It's like, I'm so smart. So I just put it in, I mailed it. Couple weeks later, congratulations. I'm like, oh, I don't want nothing to congratulate me about. So I was there. December 26th, I arrived, Buffalo, New York, 1999. Wow, 6,000 kids shouting, praising. I sat at the conference and I got the booklet. I mean, it has a 200-page booklet, and I went to my section. Guess what? The publisher made a mistake. My workshop became Hearing God's Voice, period. It wasn't for Asian American anymore. The next day, my seminar was well attended. It was packed. There's only a handful of Asians. And then, you know, I was teaching and I felt like, why am I teaching about hearing God's voice? Why don't we just exercise? So I stopped and we went to prayer and we started hearing God. Some kids were, man, on the floor, just rolling and start filling with the Spirit, broke out into brand new tongue, and stuff like that happened. So they went around telling people that this crazy Asian guy is doing crazy stuff in our conference. So next day, it was standing room only, packed out. And then the same thing happened. And so the last day was the following day, and I get in my hotel room. The organizer, Mike, calls me in my room and said, Pastor O, what are you doing to our kids? I said, why? They said, they came to our headquarters and said, the Pentecost is happening at our conference. I said, really? And he said, you know, sir, last year we had 2-hour intercessory prayer as the last event of our conference, and we had 6 speakers come, and they did such a poor job, we couldn't invite any speakers this year. Are you okay about leading 2 hours of intercessory prayer without preparation? I said, wow, that's my expertise, doing things without preparation. So I'm kind of an impromptu kind of a guy. So yeah, let's do it. I got so excited, right? So Lord started giving me a platform to 6,000 young kids. And I got on stage, Buffalo, New York Convention Center, December 31st, 1999, and I'm about to preach, and the Holy Spirit started coming. Oh, my Lord, I just sensed the presence of the Lord. But Mike was standing right in front of me, going pacing back and forth. I mean, there's a huge convention center. But I still see Mike in the front row, pacing back and forth nervously. So I asked him later, I said, what were you doing, man? He said, Pastor Ho, I don't know who you are, man. And we're really afraid because this is live cast, cable TV all over the world. And I was pacing, make sure that you're legit. Because if you said something, because you didn't, you know, I guess, you know, being Asian, he said, we're afraid that you're going to say praise Buddha or something like that, you know. And then he was going to run up and, you know, I said, are you kidding me? You know, he said, but as I start preaching, the Holy Spirit told him that he's my servant. Calm down. So he sat down and I start leading in prayer. And then at one point I said, I stop. I said, I have nothing else to say. Why don't we dedicate ourselves to the Lord? And guess what? Out of 6,000, 4,000 young kids start standing up, start crying out. They're all crying out, Jesus, and screaming, shouting. Holy Spirit, they touched down. Kids were on the carpet rolling. And then the program director ran up to me and said, sir, stop it. Stop it. This is live broadcast. This is too chaotic. This is crazy. I said, I'm not going to stop it. I'm a spiritual arsonist. I set fire. I'm not going to turn. Hey, this is great. Just film this. This is it, man. Right? And I got so excited. Because the Holy Spirit said, it's the next generation. It's the next generation who's going to usher in the greatest revival that America has ever seen. My heart just like exploded with joy, because the reason I started my church in 1991 is because that was the promise Lord gave. It's not about the next generation, but about the waves coming. You know, I love fishing, and we used to go 2 nights and 3 days. We'll go to San Diego and get on, right, Shogun. You know, this UC San Diego biologist went crazy, this Japanese-American, and start Shogun party boat, and then we'll take 2 nights and 3 days, and we'll go for tuna every year. So on this boat, now I'll be seeing the waves coming, but then on the top of the wave, I see another wave coming in vision. So I'm like, this is weird. I'm seeing a wave, but I'm seeing a wave of a vision. But then I look closely, it was black waves. I said, how could waves be black, Lord? And I look closer and closer, it was all black heads. Black heads. And Lord spoke the words, it's the Asians, the black heads, or African America, whoever has black heads. It's going to come to America and start a revival. And I thought, finally, our turn. Started a church in 91. It took me 8 years, 1999. Lord said, not in your time, but the next generation. Wow. So what is next generation? See, I'm what? I'm 60 this year. Well, not 61. In Jewish cultural context, a generation could be 30 years or 40 years. So when Lord spoke, 1999, he's talking about 20 and 30-something in America is going to usher in the greatest revival that America has never seen. That's why Kimmy's testimony spoke to me. God is now start speaking, affirming, standing out, and doing the revival. I believe that God is going to raise up and we're going to spearhead the greatest revival. Not that only Asian or African or the black heads are going to be part of the revival. No, the word was they're going to spearhead the front part of this revival that's coming from the next generation. Wow. It took me almost 20 years to preach this message. The Lord and His Spirit is upon us. Let us see vision. Let us dream. Let us expect. Let us hope. And to say that, God, come. We wait joyfully to see your Holy Spirit move among our next generation. To see the kingdom of God come. Your will be done, Lord. This, the beginning of the end of virus will become the starting point of a revival that once again, Lord, make America spiritually great again. Once again, Lord, let America send out missionaries all over the world, preach the good news. Amen? Let us pray. So, Father, we humble ourselves before you. Know that you are, Father, upon us, speaking to us, and encouraging us, Lord. God, thank you, Father, for the testimony of the next generation of young people hearing your voice. Would you come, Lord, and speak, Lord, that we may start this race, the spiritual marathon that you have given us, Lord God. But let us do it daily. Let us do it faithfully, each day, every day, to the joy of our lives will be dedicated unto you. I just feel like I need to just lead in intercession a little bit. If we could have a keyboard or someone just play for us. You know what? Let's just dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes. Would you put your both hands to your heart right now? Lord, the first Sunday of the year, God, we dedicate ourselves to you. Make our heart brand new, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, let all things has passed and everything be brand new, Lord God. We dedicate our heart, cleanse our heart, Lord, today. We usher in brand new year, brand new day. Let everything become brand new today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Blood of Jesus, come and cleanse it, cleanse it, cleanse it. Yes, Lord. Would you put those two hands to your head right now? Go ahead and lay your hands over yourself. Father, would you renew our minds? Spirit of God, come and renew our minds, that we'll hear from you intimately. We'll go to you, Father, with confidence, knowing that you'll speak to us. The revelation will happen each day, Lord God. Through your words, Lord. Let us treasure your words, Lord, and open the words that every time, Father, you speak to us. Inspire the logos, they will become rhema in our lives, Lord, each day. Hallelujah. Would you lift those hands to the sky in sign of just humbling yourself, giving up, denying yourself. Lord, we deny ourselves daily, and we say, Jesus, let your will be done. We don't want to do our thing, Lord. We want to do your thing because we are your servant. We're servant of great God, Jesus. Oh God, see these hands, Lord, all over the sanctuary and all over the homes of Catalyst people, Father, live streaming, God. God, let 2022 be the best year of our lives, Lord, ushering in the beginning of your revival, Lord, through the next generation. To your great work, God, we've been interceding, we've been praying, we've been journeying, we've been fighting, laying the foundation for so long, Lord. When will you move, Lord? That's been my prayer. When will you do your stuff that you promised, God? So Holy Spirit, God, come. Speak through all of us today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Why don't we all stand before the Lord? Yes, Lord, we want to stand and be counted for the kingdom work that's about to happen through Catalyst, Lord God, and through all the churches all over the world, Lord. We usher you in, Lord, brand new year. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Let's give God big hands. Woo!
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.